Chapter 17.
It was the right decision. Luke knew it the moment he opened his eyes. He had had another one of those elusive yet sweet and calming dreams in which the loving female presence had again enveloped him. "It's time," she had whispered, her breath soft against the back of his neck, her right arm draped over his side, her fingers entwined with his.
"You need to go to the Maw. Too many fates hinge upon it, yours and Ben's not the least."
The concern, the love. Luke kept his eyes tightly closed. He breathed in her scent, familiar, cherished.
"I know. The girl is too dangerous for him. I need to find out what I can about the Sith, and then sever this alliance." "Then go. Go to the Maw."
Luke thought about the time when he had, with the aid of the Mindwalkers from Sinkhole Station, gone to that state they called Beyond Shadows. He had seen his wife there, in the Lake of Apparitions.
"Will I see you again, in the Maw?"
A gentle nuzzle from behind.
"Oh yes, my love. You'll see me again. I am there, and I will be waiting for you. I promise."
And with that, he was instantly, completely, restfully awake. He half wondered, as he always did, if he turned around and reached out, whether he might find the sheets warm. He rose, got dressed, and went to check on Dion. The younger man was still unconscious, his face calm and untroubled. It was hard to imagine Dion screaming and attacking others, but he had not been the first to fall to this strange malady, although Luke desperately hoped he would be the last. Luke checked the drip, the restraints, and Dion's stats, then headed out to send a message. It was early yet, and both Ben and Vistara, with the biological requirements of people their age, were still deep asleep in their respective quarters. Luke breakfasted on something quick and easy, and a scant 20 minutes after he sent the message, he received a reply. Lando Calrissian looked less immaculate and pulled together than was customary for him. He wore practical and stained work clothing, which told Luke he had probably been working on the Rockhound himself, and a frown, which told Luke that he was not at all happy with Luke's message.
"Come on, Skywalker," Lando said without preamble. "You ask for my help with the Rockhound and then you hair off without her?"
"The situation has changed," Luke said. Briefly, he brought Lando up to speed. He did not mention the inner need that was driving him to leave. Lando wasn't a Force user, and sometimes they looked askance at such things.
"I see your point. I'd not be too happy with a crazy Jedi on my vessel for longer than I had to have him around either."
"He's not a Jedi, just a Force user."
"Just as bad,"
Lando said, flashing white teeth in a quick grin.
"And I can imagine that sitting around with a bunch of bored Sith doesn't make for restful sleep either."
Luke thought about the dream and simply smiled. "We won't get into dangerous territory without waiting for you," Luke promised. "But I'd like to get everyone doing something at least." Lando sighed.
"I can step up repairs, but it's still gonna be another couple of days at the very least. Think you can distract your Sith buddies with shinies long enough so they don't decide that a Skywalker skin might make a nice belt?"
"I think I can manage that," said Luke. "Thanks."
"You got it, Luke. Watch your back."